The Little Prince, Chapter 6. Oh, Little Prince, bit by bit, I came to understand the secrets of your sad little life. For a long time, you had found your only entertainment in the quiet pleasure of looking at the sunset. I learned that new detail on the morning of the fourth day, when you said to me,
小王子啊，你呢？小生命里的忧伤，你的秘密，我就这样渐渐了解了。在过去很长的一段时间里，你唯一的乐趣就是静静地看着日落。我是在第四天早晨知道了这个新的细节。当时你对我说
I'm very fond of sunsets. Come, let us go look at a sunset now.
我喜欢看日落，走。我们现在去看日落吧。
But we must wait, I said.
但是我们要再等等。
Wait for what?
等什么呢？
For the sunset, we must wait until it is time.
等太阳落山。
At first you seemed to be very much surprised, and then you laughed to yourself. You said to me,
起初你显得很吃惊。然后你忘情地笑了笑对我说
I'm always thinking that I'm at home.
我一直以为是在自己的星球上呢。
Just so. Everybody knows that when it is noon in the United States, the sun is setting over France. If you could fly to France in 1 minute, you could go straight into the sunset, right from noon.
Unfortunately.
France is too far away for that. But on your tiny planet, my little prince, all you need do is move your chair a few steps. You can see the day end and the twilight falling whenever you like.
的确，大家都知道的，当美国是中午的时候，法国正夕阳西下。如果你能在一分钟内飞到法国，就能直接从中午赶到日落。可惜法国太远了。但是亲爱的小王子，在你小小的星球上，你只需把椅子挪动几步就可以。你随时可以看到你想看到的落日余晖。
One day, you said to me, I saw the sunset 44 times.
有一天，你说我看了44次日落。
And a little later you added.
片刻过后你又说
You know, one loves the sunset when one is so sad.
你知道的，人在难过的时候就会喜欢看日落。
What you said then? I asked. On the day of the 44 sunsets.
那天你看了44次日落，一定是很难过吧。
But the little prince made no reply.
但是小王子没有回答。